not defy the magic tones, mistaking steel for flesh and bone. I found my own ground to stand.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Thank you. gentleman at this machine, spending the nights alone talking to yourself into an obvious Nazi machine. This is a red China Manchurian candidate machine because I don't know how to work this machine.
Crawling back to you. kick. Well, he was drunk and I was sick. We were caught up in a barroom fight till an Indian shot out the lights. I'm so tired of being tired. It sure is night will follow day. Most things I worry about never happen anyway.
Three, four. Thanks, good night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for their mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I swore that I knew just disappeared. It hasn't left a clue. No one's talking on my behalf. Here in the silence as I force a laugh. There was a time I could have
go to bed. Don't forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, babe, it'll be alright. Pour me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try to get it on like once before. When people stared in Jagger's eyes and scorn, like the video films we saw. Enough to keep formation mid this fallout saturation, cursing at the astronet that stands in steel by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, Euro supply for raging men, with snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once it raged, the sea raged no more, like the video films he saw. It's a crash course for the ravers. It's a drive-in Saturday. Yeah. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and ask to stay and see his side like Twinkle Wonder Kid.
In the day, babe, living And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Chocolate. People don't listen to their dogs. How many of you have dogs and you hear your dog bark and you don't get up and go out and say, what is it? What's bothering him? All you do is lay in the bed. Will you shut up all that noise? Now, you bought a dog to tell you when somebody's coming. And as soon as the dog says, you say, will you please shut up all that noise? Give me a shoe. I'll kill that dog. And then I'm going to kill him the first thing in the morning. Now, you stop that. Now shut up. Meanwhile, there's a guy downstairs stealing everything you got. That's why crooks don't care about dogs. They just say, look, go ahead. They're not going to pay any attention to the dog. Just go right on in. You watch horror pictures with the mummy. The mummy, I don't know who made these mummy movies, but you always see the mummy going right down the middle of the street, and nobody's out there or nothing. He's just going straight, and the dog is trying to tell everybody, hey, there's a guy out here. What is he? And he's walking like this with the toilet paper hanging from him. And you better go out and do it. Will you shut up that noise? Go. Anybody here own a St. Bernard? Do you really? He's not a watchdog, is he? Oh, you're silly for having a St. Bernard watchdog. St. Bernard's too big and fat.